Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. I have come with good news this morning. Yes, good news. This is not fake news. It is real. It is good news about Jesus. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Yes, the early Christians greeted each other with these wonderful words of assurance when they celebrated Resurrection Sunday. It was with a shout of joy they would say, "He is risen." And the beautiful response was, "He is risen indeed." As we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning, I reflected on the gospel accounts of the events that occurred on that day after Jesus was crucified and was placed in the tomb. In the Bible, all four gospel writers, all four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all gave very detailed accounts of the events, and they each emphasized different aspects of what occurred on that first Resurrection Sunday morning. But the one element they all described were the actions of the women. Yes, each one of the gospel writers described the actions of the women. Matthew 28:1 states, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb." Mark 16:1 stated, "Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome brought spices, that they might come and anoint him." Luke 24:1 states, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared." In the Gospel of John 20:1 states, "Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone has been taken away from the tomb." Yes, the women were in action the first Resurrection Sunday. I call this real girl power. And this is the title of my message this morning: Seeing the Girl Power in Action. The Gospel of John details the action of Mary Magdalene. And I want us to look at what transpired that day. How effective this woman who encountered Jesus during her lifetime was affected by what occurred and what she encountered that first resurrection morning. John 20 continues and said, "Then she ran," speaking about Mary Magdalene, "she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, 'They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out and the other disciple, and they were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter, and they came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths lying there, and a handkerchief which had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also. And he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. They did not know. Verse 19 says, then the disciples went away to their own home. That was verse 10. It says, then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary, she, the scripture says, stood outside by the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? And she said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now when she had said this, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? And Mary, the scripture said, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I would take him away. And Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. Oh my God, what an encounter. What an encounter. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. What an encounter. The encounter, the first encounter with the risen Lord. Go power in operation. This morning, let it be a morning that each of us have a new and fresh encounter with the risen Lord. Yes, it was very early that first resurrection morning. It was before sunrise. It was still dark when the women ventured out seeking Jesus to anoint his body. In a culture where women coming out in the streets at that time was unacceptable, Mary and the woman took a great risk. But they were looking for Jesus. Go, power. They were grieving and hurt. It was a short time ago since they witnessed Jesus walk down the Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrows, and was beaten and nailed to the cross. When the women and disciples did not find Jesus' body in the tomb, the scripture in John 20 and 9 recorded their state of mind. For it said, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then Jesus went away again to each one of the disciples. Each one of them went away again to their own homes. They turned away. They didn't inquire anymore. But the scripture says, but not Mary. But not Mary. She did not go home. But this woman, girl power in action, she looked into the tomb. She looked into the tomb and there had a conversation with who was present, and it was the angels. She was seeking her Lord. Mary, hurting, weeping, confused, but she was looking for Jesus. Did not give up. She was looking for Jesus. In her state of confusion, she did not recognize Jesus when he first spoke to her and thought that Jesus was the gardener. Oh, but when Jesus called her by her name, Mary, she knew she found her Lord. She knew she found her Lord. Mary did not mind coming out early while it was still dark. She risked it. She did not mind seeking further, looking for Jesus. She did not mind waiting for her Lord. Then, those beautiful words that came from Jesus, that resurrection morning, he entrusted Mary with the message of the resurrection. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene, yes, she came and she told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Are you prepared to encounter the risen Lord this Resurrection Sunday morning? Let us rejoice this morning, knowing that the cross that held Jesus is the cross where our sins were forgiven. Yes, that Sunday morning, we were free. Our sins were forgiven, and we were reconciled to God. Jesus made it possible. Yes, he made it possible when they nailed him to the cross. It was our sins nailed to the cross. Your sins, my sins nailed to the cross. Yes, Jesus nailed it. Jesus nailed it. Jesus nailed it at the cross. This morning, I share the same message Mary Magdalene told the disciples that resurrection morning. Jesus is saying, it is finished. I am ascending to my Father and to your Father and to my God and to your God. It is finished. The recollection has taken place. We are reconciled to God. I close with the words, this Sunday morning, it is resurrection morning. I close with the words from the beautiful hymn written by Charles Wesley. It is a hymn my father would sing at the top of his voice. Yes, 4 a.m. Easter morning. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Earth and heaven in chorus say, hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Hallelujah. Sing, ye heavens, and earth reply. Hallelujah. And then next verse says, love's redeeming work is done. Hallelujah. It's over. It's done. Mission accomplished. Fought the fight, the battle won. Hallelujah. Death in vain forbids him rise. Couldn't hold him back. Hallelujah. Christ has opened paradise. Hallelujah. Christ has opened paradise. Hallelujah. Christ, the Lord, is risen. He is risen indeed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.